Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf. Kimmel begin the Amud Beis. Teis begins with the words of the Gemara. Teis the Remaskel. Hayatoyin oichel namashkin mebaydoyim v'chulu. If he was laden with food and drink, etc., from when it was still daytime, where Teis comes to qualify that you have to say that this Bryce is talking about where after Shabbos started, he at least stopped to rest, and then he lifted up his feet to go out, which here brought support for the opinion of Rebbe that there's a difference between a person who is laden with food and drink, and then he was, did akiris gufay, where there we say that, yes, picking up his body is like picking up the object, to be chayim on Shabbos, with akiris anacha, whereas by a poor person who stretched his hand out to the Rosh HaSiyachin, and the balabai is put inside, and he took it out, where there we say that, no, like the Gemara had, Rebbe had said, since his hand was not at rest, so therefore that's not considered an akiris when he takes out his hand. What's the proof? Because we learned in the Braisa that if he was laden with food and drink from before Shabbos, and then he took it out after Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv, because it's not similar to the case of the hand, where you see that even though he didn't do in the Maisa Kira from the earth on Shabbos, because his friends loaded him up, but since he picked up his body, he's going to be chayiv, and that's what he's saying, that like Rebbe had said, that that's not the same thing as the Yad. Tasty explains that the case must be told about Kisha Amud Lafush Mishach HaShechari. It must be told about where he stopped to rest after Shabbos had already started. And that is, he wasn't walking the whole time. Rather, once Shabbos started, he stopped, and then he walked out, and then we're going to say he's going to be chayv. Taisa says, because the Beloy Amud, if would be told about where he'd never stopped, then actually Loy Mechayv, he actually would not be liable. Avagav Daikiris Guvek Hakiris Chavitz Dami, because although, as the Gemara is trying to prove, that yes, when you're picking up your body, it's like picking up the object, but lebat la kirishaina. But if he never stopped walking, then the first time that he was laden on, and he was walking from before Shabbos, everything would still be appropriate from the first time, which was done from before Shabbos. Because I'm like, come on. Like the Gemara says later on, Dafhema Beis. Gemara brings the case, Hamafan the Chafetz of Mizavad L'Sabbos. If someone is moving around objects in his house, in his room, from one corner to another corner, and then he already picked it up. Again, that was not an akira for itzah because it was not with the intention of carrying it out. But in the middle of carrying it from one corner to the other, he changed his mind and he said he's going to take it out and he brings it out to Rosh Hashanah. And that says the Gemara Pater is exempt. Why? Because when he picked it up initially, it was not with that intention of taking it out. His intention was just to move it another place in the Rosh Hashanah. That's obvious because as long as he didn't stop in between, we don't say that every single step of the Akira's Gufa is considered a Naya, a new Akira. And therefore, it's the same idea applies over here where it must be that at least he stopped at some point, and then we could say Akira's Gufa is Akira's Chavitz because if not, it would go according to the original Akira, which was not an Akira that he's liable for. Now, Seventais addresses, well, this whole problem that we're saying it has to be that he stopped is because it was from before Shabbos, and he started walking then, and we say he has to stop. So Tais explains, V'nakut, so why did we pick that he was laden on Miba'ayyim from before Shabbos? That's Lashmina, that's coming to tell us that Akira's Gufoy Kakira's Chavetz Dami. That yes, the moving of his body, the picking up his body, is like the picking up of the object. Why? Because Taisa says a case that technically could have proved the same point even if it wasn't from before Shabbos. As Taisa forewarns, says, Di yav anokat toin asma mishach ha-sheicham. Because if the Gemara, the Braisa would have picked a case where he loaded himself up from when it was already Shabbos started, and then v'amud lafush, and then he stopped to rest in the Rosh HaSayachad, and then subsequently went out to the Rosh HaSarab, and we would say that it'd be chayiv, seemingly from there you'd be able to learn out. Yeah, because picking up the body is like picking up the object, because if not, then when he stopped to rest, so that nullified the initial akira that he had done, and now when he's picking up his body to go, that's akira's gufay, and if you're saying that he's going to be chayiv, then I would know that akira's gufay is akira's chayfetz. Still, Taisa says that no, had we spoken about such a case, then loy hayamash mamidi, we would not have learned anything regarding the question that we're discussing, because that fila I akira's vahanochas gufay. Because actually, no, even if the picking and the stopping of the body would not be considered a bona fide and a valid akir nanacha, still chai mishum akir rishayna, you actually would be liable, but not because akir is gufay, but because that it's still associated with the initial akira, meaning because we would say that when he stopped to rest would not deplete the original and initial akira. Rather, it's because we would say he's chayv because the original akira is still there for the ma'aseh tzah. And that's why he'd be chayv, because when he picked it up initially, and then ultimately he put it down, and we don't say that the stopping had stopped anything, and therefore we have to say it as a case of when people loaded him up, And again, we said that halacha is going to be appropriate if they load him up from before Shabbos. So Tosfos said that this halacha of the Braisa is only talking about that he stopped to rest in the, at some point when Shabbos already started. Because if he didn't, then even though we say that picking up the body is like picking up the object, he would not be liable because the first time he picked up his body was before Shabbos and he never stopped. So that would be like the halacha on later on that says when he's moving around objects from corner to corner, even though he changed his mind to go out at the end, he would still be potter. Additionally, Tosfos writes that from the case that if he would load himself up on Shabbos and he would stop to rest and then he would go out, even if we would say with it that he'd be chayim, that wouldn't be a good case to prove that akiras guva is akiras chayfetz. Because in such a situation, we would say he's chayim because the fact that he stopped does not nullify the original picking up that he did with the intention of going out. So it comes out that on Shabbos he did an akira and he did an anocha, and therefore, although he stopped in between, that would not nullify the original akira, and therefore he'd be chayim. Therefore, we have to say this case of when other people loaded him up, but it was not considered nakira because it was done from before Shabbos. And now when he's picking up his body, he's going ahead and he's doing an nakira. So even if we said he started from before Shabbos, but as long as he stopped at some point, that's what we're proving that akira's gufa obviously is going to be, because he never did nakira. If we're saying he's chayiv, obviously because akira's gufa is kakira's chayfetz. Continue the next taste of Maschal. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara. Maushar tasek a karmelis. What's halacha? Does his hand actually become like a karmelis? Which Tosfos comes to explain that the whole doubt of Abaya was only specifically in this case that we're discussing when he stretched his hand out full outside to the other domain, which Abaya had this doubt. Do we say that a person's hand, the Rabbanan gave it like an intermediate stage, like a karmelis, where if let's say he stretched his hand out full with produce outside, it would be forbidden for him to bring his hand back in because it would be like taking from a karmelis, which is what his hand is in the other domain, back to where he is, which is in the Rishus HaYachid, which you're not allowed to initially carry rabbinically on Shabbos. So this explains that the whole doubt of Abayi was only Kegoyin Shahitzi Yodim Alei L'chutz L'adura, the case that we're discussing in the Gemara, where he stretches his hand full outside, and now he wants to go ahead and bring it back. That was the doubt, do we say maybe not, because like a Karmelis. But Tosfos says, in any other type of a category, that we never said. In other words, where if let's say he stretched his hand out without anything in his hand, to the Rishus HaRab, he picked up something from the Rishus Rabban, and then he wants to put it back down the Rishus Rabban. That says, Tosfos, that was obvious to Abaya that would be permitted. Because there, for sure, we don't say that his hand is like a karmelis, and therefore, oh, what you picked up is like a karmelis, and you'll be putting back in the Rishus Rabban, which is forbidden, because it's not. Because we learned in the Mishnah Perek Basra, the Erevin, the last Perek in the Erevin, that says clearly, a person could stand in Rishus HaYachad, and he could have his hand pick up things and move them around in Rishus Rabban, and you see, that's not problematic. So the Tosfos explains, because below Habi Karmelis, we didn't entertain to say that a person's hand is like a Karmelis, Eli in Rishus Shaguf Sham, only regarding the domain where his body is, Shadoi Meyoysu L'shtei Rishuyas, which that's similar to being two different domains, where then we say that since his hand is in one area, and his body is in another area, so we're saying regarding the body, which is in a different domain, and regarding to that contrast, we say that's like two different domains, because his hand is in Rishus Ram, his body is in Rishus Yachad. So maybe over there, we gave his hand into this medium stage of a karmelis. But regarding if it's in the same domain where his hand is, which is when he's moving around things in Rishus HaRabim, there they see clearly, the Gemara Ervin says, you're allowed to move things around, that is considered one domain, and then we didn't give him the hand as a din of a karmelis. So Tosfos explained that even though we would entertain to say we made a gzeira on the yad to make it into karmelis, that's only specifically that we made it forbidden to bring it back into the rishus where he's standing, where that looks like two different rishuyas. His hand is in one domain and he wants to bring it back into his own domain. But to pick up something in rishus harabim in the same domain where his hand is, that says Tosfos most definitely that would be permitted and that we did not give it a halacha as a karmelis. To the next Tosfos of the Masa, we begin with the words of the Gemara, Mikatsur Rabban Laduri. Did the Rabbanan make a penalty that you cannot bring it back? Which Tosfos comes to explain the relevancy, whether if we said it's forbidden to bring back the hand because of a penalty, a knas, or because they made the hand into the halacha of a karmelis, where that was the doubt Abaya had. Did the Rabbanan give the hand a law of a karmelis when he stretches his hand full outside and that would be forbidden to take back or not? So Tosfos brings that Nirulari, it appears to the Reed, the Garis, that the appropriate girsa, the text should be, not like we quoted in the Divrei Maschil Tosfos, it should be mi asrua. Did they say it's forbidden? Voloi garis mi kansua, not to have the text, did they penalize? because this is not a penalty that they made on the person who stretched out his hand. Rather, it's because we gave it a primary law of karmelis, which is not a penalty. It's a halacha. It's a state of karmelis. And Tosfos proves, like the Ri, that it's not a penalty, because the lekaman b'samach, and later on, shortly, the Gemara is going to tell us that ki mukma, when it comes to explain that the lavka karmelis dami, when the Gemara wants to prove that they did not make the hand into a karmelis, the Gemara says, you know why? Because the aslach zirushim knas, because the whole reason why it's forbidden to take back is because of a penalty, and it's not because of a karmelis. So obviously, Tosfos proves that now when the Gemara is entertaining to say that it is forbidden because we did give it a quality of a karmelis, obviously it's not because of a knas, rather because it's halacha, it's an iser of a karmelis. But Tosfos, however, says it's not necessarily such a proof, because v'shema maybe hod avdu karmelis, maybe this that our Gemara is entertaining to say that they made the yad in the hand into like a karmelis, now we have a knasa. No, that is like our Gemara's girsa is kansua, it's like a penalty. So if they're both a penalty, so what's the Gemara's question? And what's we do ultimately when we say it's a knas and not a karmelis? But nafkamina, the halachic relevancy is if it's just a bona fide penalty, or because of the penalty, they made it into a karmelis and then it retains that status of a karmelis, is in the following case of the asr b'shagi mi ba'ayyim. Is if it's prohibited when he went and he stretched out his hand by mistake when it was before Shabbos. In other words, if it's because of a penalty, so when he did it by mistake and before Shabbos, they're not going to penalize him that he can't take his hand back because he didn't do anything wrong. But if it's because they gave his hand the halach of a karmelis, then even though it originally started off because of a kanaz, but now ultimately the yadis has halach of a karmelis, so therefore it's always going to be usur, because like a din, it has the halachic status of a karmelis, even if he did it by mistake, and even if it was before Shabbos. So ultimately, Tosfos wanted to say from the read that the girsa should be mi asruha, in other words, because it's a din, it's a halach of a isur, which they made like a karmelis, and not because of just a generic penalty. But then Tosfos says, no, even if the Gemara says mikansua, like we have in our Gemara, but still, the penalty was a cause of why they made it into like a karmelis. But now that it's an iser, then you wouldn't be able to take it back because of the original knas. And that's obvious from the Gemara later on, that it's a karmelis and not because of a knas. But the what's the halachic relevancy then if they're both a knas? Is it prohibited because of a knas or because a karmelis would be in the case of when he took out his hand with stuff inside of it by mistake when it was before Shabbos? If it's because of a knas, so there they didn't penalize. But if it's a din, it's a law, it's just a reality, spiritual reality, but karmelis, then there's no difference and it's always going to be us. Continue the next place, Dev Masel, begin with the words of the Gemara, Kan Lo Mal Miyod. Here we're talking about where it's above 10 tfachim from the ground, which says, can they explain what's the chiddush that you're allowed to go ahead and bring back your hand if it was above 10 tefachim. And that is the Gemara thought to say that the doubt of Abaya is dependent on the Machlekes Tanoim. Because one braisa says that if his hand was full of produce and he stretched it out, he's not allowed to take his hand back. One says it's permitted, so that's the halacha of Abaya. Don't you see that it's a Machlekes Tanoim? So the Gemara says no. It's possible that there's no Machlekes between the braisas. And all of them hold that it would be a karmelis. The braisa that says you now take it back is talking about when he stretched it out beneath lower than 10 tefachim from the ground, which has halacha b'rishas harab. So therefore, that's when they said you did something prohibited. It's like a karmelis because it's in b'rishas harab. You now take it back. The one that says you allowed to take it back is talking about that it's above 10 tefachim, which does not even have the halacha of b'rishas harab above 10 tefachim. It's like a mokum p'tur. Therefore, they didn't make a gzer that you can't take your hand back. But on that, as Tosfos, Tosfos has to take a second look. Lamala miyud, you're telling me the braisa says you're allowed to take back your hand is when you stretch out above 10 tefachim? Liketchila nami mutlatzir. What do you mean? Even initially, you're allowed to stretch out your hand above 10 tefachim to have a makam tur. That's an exempted area. The word in the braisa sounds like only if you stretched it out, oh, you're allowed to take it back. But like as if initially, you're not allowed to stretch it out. Why? Above 10 tefachim, you're allowed to even initially stretch it out. Yishlema, what it says, what you could say is the Kamash Malan, you're right, even the Liketchil, you can stretch your hand out above 10 tefachim. But the Braisa says you're allowed to bring your hand back, is talking about the Fila Haitzia Mitchila Derech Mata Miyud. Even initially when you stretched out your hand to the Rosh Hashanah, it was through the airspace that was beneath 10 tefachim, which is Rosh Hashanah. What the Braisa is saying that you could take your hand back is talking about Mutu Lachzir Lamala Miyud. That you could, however, bring your hand back in a permitted way by lifting up your hand to above 10 tefachim and veloy kensinle, and that we don't penalize you even though when you stretch it out was beneath 10 tefachim. So Tosfos explains the Chiddush in the Braisa says you're allowed to take your hand out above 10 tefachim is even when you did it beneath 10 tefachim, you're still allowed to lift up your hand and take it back when it's above 10 tefachim. Continue next Tosfos, the Masechta Tetz begins with the words of the Gemara, Hetiru Leila R'daisa. they permitted him to take out the bread from the oven. Which Tosfos comes to explain that actually even removing bread from the oven and blowing the shofar are rabbinically prohibited, and therefore it is similar to what our Gemara is talking about. That is, the Gemara rejects and says you cannot bring a raya from the brisa that their machlekes is in the doubt of abaya if it's like a kanas or a karmelis, because it's possible that the brisa that says you're allowed to bring your hand back is talking about when he stretched out his hand before Shabbos. There, the Rabbana did not penalize him. The one that said he's not allowed to bring it back is when he did something prohibited. He stretched out his hand when it was already Shabbos, and there they penalize him that you cannot bring your hand back. Now, the Gemara proves in the fact that they didn't say the opposite interpretation, that actually only when he stretched out his hand from Friday night, then you're allowed to bring it back, because if you're not going to permit him to take his hand back, and he's going to actually let go because the whole Shabbos is going to leave his hand over there, he's going to actually ultimately come out to be Chayav Achatas because he did Akira, and now he's going to do Hanacha. And from the fact that the Gemara does not say that, you can resolve the doubt of Rabibi, that you're not allowed to take out the bread from the oven that you put in on Shabbos to take it out before it bakes, so that'll save him from the Chiv Chatas, because although the taking down is only Issad Rabbanon, you see they would not permit you to do an Issad Rabbanon, even though it's going to cause the person to violate an Issad Daraisa. Now, Tosfos is bothered. What's the comparison to the case of taking down the bread from the oven, where it's possible that by an Issad Rabbanon, they did not permit you to go ahead and violate it to save yourself from Issad Daraisa, like we see from this Braisa. But what does that do with Reb Bibi's case, which is talking about removing bread from the oven, which is not considered a malacha at all, as Tosfos says? Va'avagav damin b'Rosh Hashanah, although we say in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, b'Perek Yom Tov, which is on Daf Chav Tes Mabez, kol malacha z'avodah lo yisaseh v'goymer, all malacha of activity you're not allowed to do, which is only something that's considered malacha. So on that says the Gemara with the yatzah to kiyah shayfer, that excludes blowing the shayfer, or diyas apas, or removing the bread from the oven. Shechach mehi, those are considered things of wisdom. The ain't a malacha, those are not considered things of malacha. So how would we know that from this case over here, which are bona fide rabbanans, yeah, but there we don't let you do it, how would that prove that rediyas apas, which is not even considered a bona fide malacha, that also you can't do, which that was the doubt of Rabibi? Says Taisim Mekamakam, however, midrabbanan asura, because ultimately rediyas apas and tekiyas shayva are rabbinically prohibited. Kedah amar b'kol kisvah kodesh, like the Gemara says later on, the Kofid Zayin Mabez, that tells us, v'lo yirdu b'marda, you know, take the bread off the oven with the tool that it's usually used to take it down, ela b'sakan, only with a knife, in the indirect way, because we see that rabbinically it is prohibited. So to bechin tekiyas shayva, same thing applies to blowing the shayfer, that asa midrabbanan, it's rabbinically prohibited. And how do we know this? Because it's not in the parak based Rosh Hashanah. We learned in the second parak in Rosh Hashanah on the Flamme Gimel Amid Alv that says, Eima akvin ha-tinoikes mulitkaya mishum chinuch. You don't stop the children from blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah because of chinuch, where they have to be trained to do the mitzvah. Hanashim, but regarding women, we say ma'akvin, that we do stop them from blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, because although it's chachma vein malacha, but still rabbinically it's prohibited. And therefore, Tosfos explained that the reason why we could resolve the doubt of Rabibi from the Braisa that talks about stretching out your hand, which is a bona fide rabbinic prohibition, is because also taking down bread from the oven, even though it's not a bona fide malacha, but it is also rabbinically prohibited. And therefore it is similar to the case of bringing back the hand, which is also regarding a rabbinic prohibition of karmelis, even though it's going to come to the chiyav achatzis, we say that you're not allowed to bring it back. So to Rabibi's case, we say you're not allowed to take down the bread from the oven, even though it's only rabbinically prohibited, even though it's going to cause to be violating an issur d'oraisa when the bread bakes. Now, we continue the next Tosfos Masechet. This begins with the words of the Gemara. V'ibayisim, if you want, you could say that lo'olam lo tifshit. Now, truthfully, you cannot resolve the doubt of Rabibi, which Tosfos comes to explain. Is it l'maskana that we resolve Rabibi Rabbi's doubt or not? That is, the Gemara, according to the Girsa that we have, rejects and says you cannot resolve the doubt of Rabibi from the brises, because you could say that the brise that says that you know I'll take your hand back is talking about when you did it b'mezen. The Braisa says that you're allowed to bring your hand back is tomorrow when you did it b'shogeg. And since there's no iser at all of bringing back the hand, it's only because of a knas, so therefore we say that if you did it by mistake, we don't penalize you. But regarding bringing down the bed, bringing back the bread, which is something that is a bona fide iser d'rabbanan, it's possible that they did make their gezeirah over there, even though it's going to cause to be a chiv chatas, and therefore that's not resolved from the Braisa. That's what the Gemara is saying, v'ibayisem lo ilm le'tifsh. However, Tosfos brings near the Ri, it appears to the Ri, the loiger sin in lo'elm le'tifshit, that not to have this text of that we don't resolve, because in other words, we have not rejected what we had originally said, that we're going to resolve the doubt of a bibi from these brises. Because the avagav, the ikar shenir achrina, although, which that's what sounds like what our Gemara is saying in the text that we have, even though there are other answers to resolve the two braises that are not a contradiction, and based on those resolutions, there's no proof to the doubt of Rabibi. Still, says the Ri, Adain Ikla Mishra to Rabibi. You could still, however, resolve the doubt of Rabibi, Mibnei Beis HaMedrash, from those students in the Beis HaMedrash, that they did give the answer we gave before, that the difference between is if you took it out when it's still daytime or you took it out at nighttime, for the fact that they held that it's more probable to make it forbidden when you took it out at nighttime than when you took it out during the daytime, from the fact that they did not say the opposite answer, which is that when you took it out during the daytime, then it's permitted, but if you took it out the daytime, then it's going to be forbidden. Obviously, that they did not permit to violate Issur Rabbanan to save yourself from a chatas, which we said if you take it out at nighttime, then it's going to be forbidden to take it back. So, obviously, even though there are other ways of resolving, this is what the Ri is coming to say. The Brice is in other ways, as the Gemara brings, but still, you see the students of the Beis HaMedrash, the way they answered the question, you could prove the doubt of Rabibi. And that was their Svara from the fact that they didn't say it the other way around. So, therefore, from those students, you see that you could resolve Rabibi's doubt. But, however, the Rashba near the Shaper Grossly. No, the Rashba says, no, that it is an appropriate text like we have it, that his question is not resolved. And he explains why what the Ri said is not indicative. Because from the fact that they didn't say the opposite, that it's more logical to say it's permitted when you took it out at nighttime, which that would be so that you could save the person from a chiv of chatas. And it doesn't say that from the fact we see that obviously they hold that it's usur. Says the Rashman, no, lekala mission, you cannot resolve, like the Ri wants to say, that they held to resolve the question of Habibi, that we didn't permit you to do Issur Rabbanan to save yourself from an impending Issur D'oraisa. Why? Because he explains. He says, Dahadalai Mishani Ipcha, this that they didn't say the opposite type of the answer, is Lafisha Ein Nira Svar La'il Laimer, because that's not logical to ever say such a thing, that Mishachashecha Lai Kuntzua, that what means to say, if you did at nighttime, oh, then we're not going to penalize you, even though you did something wrong. But if you did it during the daytime, then we're going to penalize you. Because as the Rashi explains, the Mishach HaShecha LeKansua, if we're not going to penalize you if you did it at nighttime when you did something wrong, we cannot say that we're penalizing you if you did it during the daytime. That's like one big joke. Because if during the daytime we're saying you're not allowed to take it back, so then if you did an Isser on Shabbos by taking it out, how can we say that we permit you to take it back? Now, although, what do you mean? There is a reason to make a difference. Because even though you don't have the reason of nighttime, to say like we say during the daytime, meaning, because we said, during the daytime we could penalize you. And that makes sense because that's not going to come to Chiv of Chatas, but still says the Rashi, it still looks like a joke. Because even though we have the logic over here that, in other words, it's going to look like a joke because you can't not say that if you didn't do something wrong, we'll penalize you. But when you did something wrong, then we're not going to penalize you. So therefore, what the Rashba is coming to say, that even though based on logic, from the students in the Beis HaMedrash, that they said you're not going to say that it's usur at nighttime, because it's going to come to, we could say that they hold that we wouldn't penalize at nighttime because they're going to come to bring a chiyav of chatas. However, they had to say that once we find in the Brisa explicitly that says you not take back your hand, and therefore you cannot say that it's talking about when you stretch your hand out during the daytime. That's only because what are we going to do with the two Brises? What they were struggling with is how are you going to resolve? One Brice says you could take your hand back, and one says you cannot take your hand back. So they're stuck. So they have to say, and this is the primary point of the Rashba, they have to say that the one that we said that you could, that you cannot take it back is during the daytime, and the one that you could take it back, the one that you cannot take it back is at nighttime, and the one that you could take it back is the one from the daytime. Because we said, if not, it looks like a chuchat lulo. But this is the point of the Rashba, but now that the Gemara ultimately rejects the necessity of saying such a thing, because we have other ways of resolving the two Brises. So then, actually, we're going to say that actually they wouldn't hold necessarily to this point, and could be they hold that actually that we actually would permit to take it back at nighttime, because we do want you to save you from being over Issur D'oraisa. Now, one thing that bothers Tais is if that's the case, then how initially did the Gemara want to answer the doubt of Rabibi? But still, there's no, like the way the Rashba was saying, obviousness from the Brisa to say this, because you could explain that the Brisa talking about that the machlekes they had was, as the Gemara was previously speaking about, the Savak of Abaya. Did we give it the hand aloch of Carmelis or not? So that says the Rashba, Ule'el, and previously that the Gemara wanted to resolve the, before we had these other answers, the doubt of Rabibi, Hache Perusha. This is what the Gemara was ultimately saying. Medeloy Meshenin Hachi, from the fact that the students did not resolve it that the other way, that it's at nighttime that we permitted it, that is, because, like we explained before, it doesn't make sense to say that it's going to be permitted at the nighttime and forbidden during the daytime. So the hutzchu loyma, they had to say that the penalty was at nighttime and during the daytime they didn't penalize. Now, so that we're not going to resolve it, the question of Abaya. So what the Gemara was ultimately saying was, okay, so you're saying you have two brises, and originally we brought this in because we wanted to say that, okay, you have two brises. Obviously, they're disagreeing in the doubt of Abaya. On that, says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof that they're disagreeing in that of Abaya. So then the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, then Tifshit Vayadir Abibi. Then for sure you can resolve now the question of Abibi, because if you're not utilizing it for the doubt of Abaya, then you're left with, that, okay, then it obviously resolves that of Rabibi. Now, as Taisa explains, Avagav de'ika lemitchi, although no, as this is what Taisa is essentially asking, even though you could reject and say, no, there's no doubt to the doubt of Rabibi, because you could say, like Bishanu Yikama, like originally answered, and say that, no, it's they're disagreeing regarding the doubt of Abaya. And so to be based lemifshad Abaya, if you want to say that, okay, now we can resolve Abaya's doubt, because this is obviously what the Brisa are disagreeing about. No, Namikishnuri Brasa. We're going to say, like, we ultimately answer, which is no, they're disagreeing regarding the doubt of Rabibi, but Vizil Hocha Kamatchile Bechulu, which is the Gemara mentioned many times. So we could reject either one and say, no, we could say, like, the other one. But Mekamakam, what the Gemara wanted to say was ultimately Chadim and Ayim Mifshita. But one of them you're going to have to resolve Memanam Shach, either way you look at it. And therefore, that's what the Gemara was saying. You're right, it wasn't obvious. Like, ultimately, the Rashba says, well, the Gemara ultimately does that too. The Gemara says that, no, it's not necessarily that they're disagreeing in the principle of Rav Bibi, because it could be they're disagreeing with what other answer that the Gemara brings. But Bahashta Asi Shabbos says Taisa, now it actually works out well. The comment that the Gemara says, V'ibayim, if you want to say, lo'ilam lo'tifshut, what does it mean that you're not going to resolve? Lo'idabayim v'lo'id Rav Bibi, because that was what the Gemara originally wanted to say. The Gemara always said it's not necessarily going to resolve either Abaya or Abibi, but it's going to resolve at least one of them. And that the Gemara is saying that, no, since you actually give another approach to resolve the Brises, then you're not even necessarily going to resolve neither one from the other, not necessarily Abaya, and not necessarily even Abibi, because we're not going to resolve any one of them. So ultimately, Tosfos told us that according to the Ri, that even according to the Maskanim, we resolve from the Svara, at least of the students, who, when from the way they gave their answer, we could resolve the doubt of Rabibi, that no, we do not permit someone to take down the bread from the oven, even though it's going to cause to come to Chiv of Chatas, from the fact that when they answered the two brises, they took for granted that the one that permits it is during the daytime, the one that forbids it is at nighttime. Why say that way? Say the other way, at least that we could save him from being over Isadai Raisa. No, because we're not concerned that's going to come to Chiv of Chattis, and therefore he does not have the girsa that we have in our Divrei Maskil of Lo'il Mo'tivshah, because we actually do resolve it, even though we could have other answers. But according to the Rashbi, says, no, we do have the girsa, because you cannot resolve it at the end. Because, yeah, although they entertained such an approach of resolution, that was only because they had to out of necessity. Because one brisa says that it's usr, the other brisa says it's mutter, so what are you going to do? You cannot say, and this is the integral part, you cannot say that the one that says it's usr is from during the daytime, the one that says it's mutter is at nighttime, because that looks like a joke. How could you say that when you did something wrong it's mutter, and when you didn't do something wrong it's usr? So therefore they had to say the opposite. And therefore, the one that was saying that is usr is the nighttime, even though it's going to come to Chiv of Chatas. But that's only because of necessity. But according to the conclusion that you can resolve the brice in a different way, then there's no necessity anymore to say that. And therefore, yes, they would agree that we would never say such a logic, and therefore we would not resolve the doubt of Rabibi. Now, although initially, when they were coming to resolve the doubt of Rabibi, we knew that it's not that of necessity, because you can explain the brisa that they're disagreeing regarding Abaya's doubt. Did we give it a halach of Carmelis or not? But the intention of the questioner was, you're right, but at least one of the two doubts for sure we're going to resolve. And that's actually what the Gemara ultimately says, lo ilum leitivshin, what are we not resolving? Not Abaya and not Rabibi. That's the machlekes that we have between the Ri and the Rashba, if we have this girsa of Yibayis Emel, of the words lo ilum leitivshin. Continue the next test of Maskel. Test begins with the words of the Gemara, b'shogig lekonsur. If it was done by mistake, they were don't penalize. The test comes to explain that even according to the Gemara's explanation, that the Braisa says that it's permitted is when he did it by mistake, but you have to say that not only did he by mistake, it has to be that he also stretched it out from when it was before Shabbos. Which the Gemara brought the Braisa that says that if he stretched out his hand and folded produce outside, he's allowed to bring his hand back. So the Gemara says, yeah, that Braisa told him when he did it by mistake, and the Chum did not penalize him that he cannot bring his hand back. So Tais is bothered, but wait a second, we could still resolve the doubt of Rabibi from this Braisa. From the fact that the Braisa says only if he put his hand out by mistake, then he's allowed to bring his hand back. But it sounds like that if he stretched out his hand deliberately, then he would be forbidden to take it back, even though that then it would cause him to be chayav achiv of chatas. So the same thing should apply to the doubt of Rabibi. A person that he puts the bread into the oven deliberately, we do not allow him to take it out, even if it's going to come to chiv of chatas. But from the Gemara, it sounds like from this new approach that we cannot resolve the doubt of Rabibi. So Nibra says, Taisis, you have to say, Umayri, that this Bryce is talking about that he stretched out his hand, Miba Oydyoim, when it was still before Shabbos. Oh, so then, even if he's going to drop the produce on the land, when he's not going to bring his hand back, it's not going to come to Chiv Chatzis because he did not do the Kiru when it was Shabbos. The Hashta, Lekka, Lemishah, Rabibi, that now it makes sense what the Gemara was saying, that you cannot resolve the question of Rabibi from here because his whole doubt was only in a situation where if you don't permit him, he's going to be violating Issa Deiraisa and come to Chiv Chatzis. Here, where even if we're not going to let him take his hand back, he's not going to come to Chiv Chatzis because not only did he did it by mistake, he did it from before Shabbos. So when he did it by mistake, then he could take it back. But yeah, Bemezid not because it's, even if he's going to drop it, he did that kir before Shabbos, and therefore it's not going to resolve the question of Rabibi. Now, but Mitaim Atei says, if you're going to say, Mishinu Yikama, but even from the first answer the Gemara gave, Nami Nifshid Boyd Rabibi, we should be able to answer the question of Rabibi, because the Loi Hitiru, we see from the Gemara, meaning in the first answer of the Gemara we rejected, we said that, what's these two braises? We said the braise says that it's mutter is talking about when he stretched out his hand above 10 tefachim. So that's a makom potur. So you're allowed to bring your hand back. The one that says you're not allowed to bring it back is talking about when he stretched out his hand beneath, meaning on the bottom 10 tefachim, which is the irspiz of Rishus Ram. So that's what Tais is asking, seemingly from that answer, Nami Nifshid Boyd Rabibi should be able to answer the question of Rabibi, because what do you see? Delohi Tiru, that we did not permit him to take down the bread before it comes to a Chiv of Chatas, and that's because that it's the Lamat Meyud Asulach Zira, that since it's beneath 10 Tfachim, and I'll take your hand back, even though it's going to come to Chiv of Chatas if he's going to drop it to the earth. Now, more of what says Taisus, and even if we're going to say, like we just said just before, that's talking about where he took it out when it was still before Shabbos, but still says Taisus, a parashti, but he explained the previous Taisus of Divi Maskel B'Bayis, the E Miba'idyoim Alohi Tiru, if from before Shabbos they did not permit him to bring his hand back. So Kol Shekem Mishach HaShecha, for sure if he did it when it was already Shabbos, that he's not allowed to bring his hand back, because like we said, or else it's going to be one big joke. So if so, obviously, that even when he stretched out his hand from when it was already Shabbos, they did not permit him to take his hand back when it's beneath in the bottom 10 Tfachim. So therefore you resolve the doubt of Rabibi. You see that even though it's going to cause the Issa Deiraisa, that we don't let him violate the Issa Rabbanim. So it's Tais B'Hashem, what you could say is, no, the Ein Lifshin. You cannot resolve him there. Why? Because the Hasam over there, when he stretched, he put his hand out, Lamata Meyod, this that we don't let him do it, oh, if he did it when it was ready after Shabbos. Yes, Avagav the Asa Chiv Chatas, and this is what we thought would resolve Rabibi's question, even though it's going to come to Chiv Chatas. But Hain Mishum, that's only because of a different logic that binds us to have to say that, because if he did it from when it's before Shabbos, where you don't have this reason, and therefore he said in such a situation, he's not going to take his hand back. So once we say that you're not allowed to do it if you did it from before Shabbos, we had to say that you cannot take your hand back even when you did it when it was already Shabbos, because like we said, it was one big joke. So that's the only reason why we have to say it, even though, yes, it's going to ultimately cause them to be Eibe Issa Chiv Deiraisa. Aval Kabir Rudias Apas, but this is not going to answer the question of Rabibi regarding taking down the bread from the oven. La'olam Eima Deitira, there I'll say that actually there they always said it's permitted, because there it's never a case that it would be forbidden to take down the bread from the oven because all the cases of taking it down is only in a situation where if you're not going to take it down, it's going to come to Chiv El Chattas. Therefore, there would be appropriate to say that there, we never made it forbidden to take down the bread from the oven, because that's different than the case that we just described, where we have to for a different reason. You don't have that other reason by the case or a Deus HaPas, and therefore maybe we said that it actually is permitted, but you don't have a Chuchot Luya, because we don't want him to come to the Chiyav Dereisa. So Taisus proves that even according to the Gemara's explanation, that the Bereisa said that it's permitted to take your hand back, as Toma, when it was stretched out by mistake, and therefore they didn't penalize him, but still has to be talking about when he had, besides by mistake, he already did it from before Shabbos. Because if not, then you'd still be able to resolve the doubt of Rabbi Ba'abaya, because we see that we only let him do it because of Beshagik. But it would sound like that if he did it b'mezid, that we would not permit him to take his hand back, even though it would cause a chiv chatas. Obviously, that yes, it wouldn't cause a chiv chatas even if he did b'mezid, because he did it from before Shabbos, and therefore there was no akira to be chayav if he drops it and does anocha on Shabbos. Additionally, Taisus writes that according to the first answer the Gemara gave, that the Braisa says that it's aser, that's talking about when he stretched his hand out beneath ten tefachim, you cannot resolve the doubt of Rabibi. Because, what do you mean? So, okay, you did it beneath ten tefachim, but what do you mean? If you drop it, you can be chayav issa deraisa, we should let you take your hand back in. It's no, because it's possible that once the chacham said that it's aser, when you did it from before Shabbos, when that situation, you're not going to come to chiv of chatas. So, because of chuchat luya, we had to say also that it's going to be forbidden when you do it b'shechashecha, even though, yes, that could ultimately bring to chiv deraisa. But that will not prove it regarding Radiyas HaPas, taking the bread down from the oven, where in all situations that it's forbidden is only if you're not going to take it down, it's going to come to Chiv of Chatas. So there, that's always the same equation. So therefore, we're never going to make it forbidden if we hold that Svara, that we don't want you to come to Chiv Dereisa, and therefore maybe we maybe never made it forbidden, and therefore actually there, maybe it would be permitted, and therefore we cannot resolve it from that Gemara's first answer regarding the Braisa, that it's Usr when it does it, Lamatim Yodin, you cannot take your hand back, even though it ultimately could come to a Chiv Dereisa.